this is a terrible thing to do to you.
I can't quite hear you.
Say, this is a terrible thing to do to you.
What?
To call you at this hour.
Oh, we're still, I was just writing you a message.
Oh, who is
we're
this?
We're an hour earlier.
Huh?
We're an hour earlier.
Oh, I see. Is this a CD?
This is...
Secretary.
What?
Is this nothing a secretary?
Here.
Huh?
Hello?
Yes, is this a secretary? Is this Vance?
He's right here. This is Bundy.
Oh, let me have Vance.
Surely.
Thank you.
Hello?
Sorry. You know the what happened with respect to the colonel.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes?
Let me get another line. Let me try again. This is very unclear at this end.
Can you hear it now?
I hear a little better now, yes.
Well, let me try to get it across to you. You know what happened to the colonel?
Yes.
And I had the young man over to break the news to J.B.
Right.
And while he was there, J.B. got a call from where you are.
Yeah.
Telling him the same thing.
Right.
Now, it's pretty tense. But the immediate problem is this. They have requested, or Jaime has conveyed the request, that we provide transportation tomorrow morning for the widow. Is that
right,
clear?
I've got you.
Now...
Where is she?
Let me... Wait a minute. Now, I'll fill you in. Let me go ahead.
All right.
I have checked this through highest authority.
Right.
In the top of the pyramid, plus your chief and the corresponding fellow.
Right.
And so this is all authorized. Now, they had Colonel Fahey, F-A-H-E-Y.
Let me put that down. S what?
F as in Frank.
Yeah.
A-H-E-Y.
H?
F-A-A as in Abe. H as in Harry.
Yeah.
E as in Edward.
Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the National Military Communications Command Center.
Right.
Called me and he is going to lay on the plane.
From where to where? Where there to here?
San Juan International Airport to your place.
Okay.
Now it'll be for this woman.
Right.
Her name is Mrs. Arletta. A-R-L-E-T-T-A.
H?
No, A as in average.
Right.
R as in Robert.
Right.
L as in Louis.
Yeah.
E as Edward.
Right.
Double T as Thomas. A as in average. Fernandez, Arletta
right.
Fernandez, right?
Got it.
Plus one person to accompany her.
Plus one.
Yeah. And next problem.
Leaving what time and arriving what time, or I'll call Fahey on it.
Yeah, he probably won't know, but I have asked him to, subject to what you tell him, to lay on the plane at the international airport, and when they get there, for him to call Jaime.
Yeah.
And I gave him that number. And I will
okay.
call Jaime and tell him to wait for it at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Now, the funeral over there will be with full military honors.
Yeah.
And they'll probably make a hell of a to-do about it.
Yep.
Including against us.
Including what?
Probably including against us, you know.
Hear that.
Probably including lots of speeches and whatnot condemning us. Hello?
Hello?
Probably including speeches.
Right, I've got you.
But nevertheless, it's everybody's view that this ought to be done.
Righto, I've got you.
Now, when the plane arrives at your place, he should stay out of it.
He stays out, right.
And it's just, you'll have to exercise your imagination and tact, of which you have plenty.
Okay.
To arrange for the meeting and the type of transportation and so on.
I understand.
But, and if there anything else that can be supplied to you, I don't know whether there is. In the morning, I'll have Jaime call you.
All right, that's fine. I understand fully.
I want to tell you that they have 5 very small children.
Very
sad. Isn't it?
Very sad.
Yeah. And he's the fella who did so much in this situation.
I know he did. Yes, I know.
All right, is that clear enough?
Very clear, and I will take care of it at this end.
It's either Colonel Fahey or General Wisman, W-I-S.
Yeah, I know Wisman, yeah.
All right, I talked to Fahey, and they're awaiting your call right now.
I'll call them right now.
You're wonderful, and thank you very much.
Fine, you want to talk to Mac here?
All right.
Here he is.
Right.
Yo.
I hope you agree with what we're trying.
I don't know what it is. I've only heard our end of the conversation.
Well, it's to provide transportation for the widow.
Oh, obviously.
Right.
Self-evident.
Right, and
they are in a propaganda play down here.
Oh, sure.
Camaño has taken to the air.
Yeah.
And it's messy.
Yeah.
I've sent you a long message, which reaches conclusions I'd rather leave to the message.
Now, I have one other thing to report to you.
Yeah.
Before this news hit JB.
Yeah, I think it's hit him.
I say before it hit him.
Oh.
As of a time before it hit him.
Yeah.
He was thinking about going on the air. He had planned to, and was concerned about the facilities. See?
Well, we are repairing the facilities.
Now, he said, the word that I got is that he did not want to go on facilities unless they were local. You know what I mean?
I know.
And I said they might have to be the 3 initial.
That's
see?
One.
Hello?
Yeah.
And I got word that that would be acceptable to him.
Yeah.
Which I think is very important and very good.
No problem. It's very good.
Now, okay, and I know you'll keep driving ahead, and God bless you. Anything else?
No, I think the only thing you should understand is that all this means that we have to keep at it.
That's exactly right.
That nothing happens in the next 30 seconds.
I know that. I know that. But
I have tried to spell out my clear sense of where we are in a message that Cy will be reading before it goes.
Right.
And it'll be in your hands after you've had what I hope will be a decent night's sleep.
Too late for that now.
There you get something. Good night.
Okay, my friend.
Right.
Goodbye.